Please stand for the reading of the gospel. Our gospel reading comes from Matthew 24, verses 36 through 44. But about that day or hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. But up to the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the handmill, and one will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day our Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at the hour when you do not expect him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. I used to have someone in my life who was not great at giving Christmas presents. It was when I would open them up, I would think, wow, does this person even know me? I'm not talking about little issues. I'm talking about big issues. Like if it was clothing, it would be the wrong size. And some years, I would try to discreetly look at the tag to make sure I didn't open someone else's present. So year after year, I was left wondering, what do I do with these presents? For the first few years, I decided I would return the presents. Now, most of the time, I have no problems with returns or exchanges. But after Christmas is a whole nother world. You have to wait in line, and it's stressful, and you get up to the counter, and they don't want to give you hardly anything for the thing that you're returning, and you can't exchange it because they've already sold out of whatever product it was. And if you don't have a receipt, then you're pretty much just out of luck. Not to even think about how long you spent standing in line or how stressful it was. But the lesson that I learned from all of that is that exchange policies generally benefit the company more than the consumer, except when we think about God. When we think about God, God has this incredible exchange policy for us. And that's what the season of Advent and Christmas is about in many ways. We get to bring God all the stuff of the world that brings us down, that hurts us, that keeps us from living our fullness, and we bring it to God and exchange it for something great and amazing. God provides ways for us to exchange the burdens of our world with the assurance of hope and peace and joy and love. This first Sunday of Advent, we are focusing on what is to come, the hope of our future. And it comes with a command that we are to be alert. The scripture I read this morning is about being alert, expecting something to happen. And God is hoping that we will exchange our complacency with expectation. This scripture tells us that we should be living with the expectation of Jesus' return. Now, I in no way propose that I know when Jesus will return. In fact, the scripture says that very thing, that we don't know when this will happen, but that we are to be alert, that Christ will come and we, God's people, are to remain faithful, to live as those who are expecting something to happen, to live as those with hope, understanding that there is a future fulfillment of the revelation of God. The scripture in no way calls us to be scared. It shouldn't be read as something threatening, but as a promised hope, to remind us that we are not of this world and we are to keep our eyes open and ready for all that God has in store for us. It beckons us to remember that the reality that we are living in this moment is not the final reality, that the brokenness of this world will be overcome in the full victory of Jesus Christ. We are to be living in a way that is expecting something to happen, actively seeking Christ and not losing our sense of urgency. It is hard for us to maintain a sense of urgency all the time. So Advent begins with a reminder for us to renew our urgency, to remember that there are those in the world who need a message of hope, that there are people in this day who desperately want to hear the good news of Christ, who want us to bring to them hope and joy and love and peace in their world that is chaotic, that is hard. And when we have this renewed urgency of the sense of gospel, of the gospel, it motivates us to live passionately in the world. It reminds us that there is work to be done, that our focus should be on the focus and the work of Christ. It helps us to put away our complacency, and it renews our hope in the coming of Christ and Christ's final victory. And when we lean into that expectation, it challenges us to do our very best each day of our life, each day striving to be more and more like Christ so that we will embody hope for the world. Living in hope, it draws us closer to the fullness of discipleship, and it calls us to something more every day. It reminds us that we are to be about the work of the kingdom and that we are to set aside the distractions of the world so that we can be faithful disciples of Christ, spreading hope, joy, love, and peace. So as we begin this Advent season, as we decorate our homes and our church, as we begin to think about Christmas coming, I invite you to exchange your complacency for expectation, because God is not finished yet. There is more to come. Keep alert, live in expectation, and let the hope of expectation of peace, love, and joy fill your hearts in this season so that you can share the hope of Christ with the world who desperately needs the message of the good news of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks that you create in us expectation. And Lord, we ask that you will fill us with passion, that you will help us to fully expect and live into the hope of Christ in this day and all the days of our life. In your holy and precious name we pray. Amen.